Hello and welcome to 240. This is the Mexican Monkey 40th birthday party. Yes, I'm 40, and yeah, that Daft Punk single's out. So Mexican Monkey, Mexican Monkey, Mexican Monkey. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 240 and it is the Mexican Monkey birthday party special, because I've just turned 40, so there isn't totally a there's only the Mexican Monkey theme, because that's what people misheard the Get Lucky, which you just heard a trap mix by You Animals at the start. But also, yeah, I'm not sure that there's room totally a 40th theme, apart from it's an eclectic, funky party kind of a show. It's always a party around here. Woo! Yeah! And then we just heard by Bear Tracks, that was Remember the Digital Love. Obviously, MJ versus Daft Punk. So we had a sort of a Daft Punk intro, because obviously it's that single that's been released, with Daft Punk doing a sort of a viral campaign, but a viral campaign done well. Here at Boards of Canada, well. Yes. Oh, let's have random numbers released on pointless 12 inches and then put them together and then just get not a very good video. Who knows? Hey, I must say, it is shaping up to be a good year for music. You've got releases. I'm not actually listening to the Barry release, but you've got releases by Daft Punk coming up. You've got Big Black Delta's album, which I, sadly, because Sainsbury's is a pile of shit, they're apparently delayed. It's released yesterday, I think. Yes. But it's not in my hands, is it, Sainsbury's? No. I hope they don't do that with Daft Punk. I will not be amused. Then there is Pet Shop Boys album coming out in June. There's quite a few albums coming out that are could be very good indeed, and some music in the show from very good albums are out now, so yes. Hello everyone on the feed, if you just listened to, because it's recorded directly after my last show, which is the Afro Arab show part one. I hope you all enjoyed that, and so the next show is going to be cool. Probably record that next week or so. We've got lots of kind of... It's a very electro theme. Obviously with less kind of charby in this one. We're going to start off with a new album by John Grant, which I've been really digging. Although some of it's quite serious, because obviously he came out about having HIV, which was... I missed that announcement, 2012. Hence a certain lyric in this song about being on his knees and disease. Good rhyme. I must say, when I first heard the Pale Green Ghost, which is the album's name as well, there's a single on Six Music, I was like, is that the best you can do? You know, I was a bit underwhelmed by the single, so I didn't check it out, and actually it is pretty good, although it's more electronic, though it is still got the sort of acoustic stuff that we know and love from the Queen of Denmark album. So I would recommend checking it out. And this is Ernest Borgnine, and where he admits he comes out of the closet as being an Ernest Borgnine fan, which I am a big Ernest Borgnine fan. I love Ernest Borgnine to be my father, really I would. Apart from when I was a child, I really wanted to be Derek Griffiths for some reason. I didn't really understand why Derek Griffiths and Floyd Benjamin could not be my parents. Would be fucking cool parents, though. And if my dad's listening, no, I do love you. I also saw my dad at my birthday party, which was good to see, and we had a great birthday party. We'll talk about it a bit later, because very, very soon my tea alarm's gonna thing. I've been told not to talk about the tea before, but yes, my tea alarm is going to go in about 15, 17, 16. This is just like the low concert where they had a countdown, 15. So I better start the song. This is Ernest Borgnine and this is John Grant with Ernest Borgnine. We'll be right back.
trying to find yourself a lower low. Doc ain't looking at me, says I got the disease. Now what did you expect? You spent your life on your knees. It was never too late. Tell me, what were you afraid of? Feel the numbers in your head, or get out your calculator.
Out of milk as well.
La ley, perdido en el corazón. vaciló. Me dice en el clandestino, por no llevar papel. Mano negra clandestina, peruano clandestino, africano clandestino, marihuana ilegal.
If you don't deport them, how do you send them home?
Well, the answer is self-deportation, which is people decide that they can do better by going home because they can't find work here because they don't have legal documentation to allow them to work here.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Llevar papel, argelino clandestino, nigeriano clandestino, boliviano clandestino, mano negra ilegal.
Well, this rally is going on right now on the campus of Forsyth Tech, and these young people say there are about 51,000 undocumented immigrants just like them in North Carolina, but they are taking a risk, they say. But they say they're fed up and they're coming out of the shadows to let the world know who they are and what their status is, and they say they have no fear of being deported.
Don't have fear of deportation, because if it happens, it happens. My lifelong fears have already become a reality.
Crystalline with our hearts.
That was Dusty Springfield with Don't Forget About Me, the mono version. I've been... I bought... I actually went in to buy a copy of... what did I buy? The Knives album, which you might hear later, if I haven't taken it out. I've never run out of time. The Shaking the Habitual. And when I was there, I saw they had a special on Dusty in Memphis, which is a classic album by Dusty Springfield, and it has the mono versions. And I have to say how much the mono... I'm usually not a big fan of that whole, oh, mono is best thing. I don't always agree with it. It depends on the stereo mix and whatever. It doesn't automatically be true. But in this case, very true. That, you know, listening to them side by side, the mono mix of Don't Forget About Me is much better than the stereo version. I only knew the stereo version, and certain songs I was a bit about, or, you know, was like, you know, Windmills in My Mind, which I'd love, but when I heard the Son of a Preacher Man, when I heard the mono versions, it was like, oh my god, like, it was almost like, certainly like hearing a different mix of a song, a total different remix, which it would be, but it was almost like hearing a different song. Not all of the mono mixes are better, but a lot of them are, which is interesting, because I think it was actually released as a stereo album. The mono version was only for singles, but obviously stereo was a newer technology, so yes. And then before that, you heard Crystalline, the Omar Suleiman remixes. He crept into here. I'm crazy about the Suleiman alone. That's Bjork. He remixed the Bjork track. I must say, I've kind of not really paid much attention to her Mineral based last album, which I can't really remember the name of it. I was watching some of the videos, and they're very clever. There was like a really amazing one with, I think it was for Crystalline actually. Which is, you know, amazing 3D. It took the guy 5 months to do it. Amazing stuff. But I've just kind of lost interest because the music hasn't really moved on very much. But I do like that mix. It's very, very, very kind of East meets West. Then before that was Clandestino, the DJ Yamin remix by Manu Chao originally, or still is. And I love that, how it drops in Democracy Now! Samples about immigration. Obviously, you know, that's a big issue in America about undocumented workers, but really needing them in America to pick the fruit, and wherever they've passed laws about that, suddenly all their fruit goes unpicked, or their vegetables or whatever, all their produce goes unpicked because everyone moves elsewhere, and then suddenly it's a massive panic. It's like, yes, you did need the undocumented workers, didn't you? So there's a big debate about that. And DJ Yamin, Jez CMP posted about another one, mentioned one of, posted one of his mix, mixes. I think it might be Funk to the Folks. And I checked out some of his, and I bought one of his, one of his remixes, which is, I think, is Inel somebody. I've forgotten the name of the man. Inel Davis, Inel. It's a classic sort of soul single, which is remixed, which I'll probably play at some point on the show. And then we had Ernest Borgnine by John Grant on Pale Green Ghosts. And you hear in the background Sharon Redd, Beat the Street. And the reason for all of the all the breakdancey stuff is that Kirk bought me Electro Breakdance 1 and 2, which are some compilations from over 10 years ago, which are apparently quite expensive and quite hard to find. He actually wanted to get me the Street Dance compilations. Remember them? The Street Dance? They were Street Dance, yes. There's old sort of old school electro compilations, and he just couldn't find any, and the ones he could find were silly money. And the same with he was thinking about the Master Cuts, but Master Cuts tend to be mixed. Street Dance is mixed and Master Cuts isn't mixed, but I'm glad he didn't go for the Master Cuts, because Master Cuts, otherwise more in quotes cred, tend to go for those rarer tracks, which I've heard some of them and gone, you know, liked about two of them, and the rest are so credible. They're so rare and so credible. They're just boring songs. That's our problem with the rare groove. It ends up being too much like Giles Peterson. Ugh. Anyway, I'm going to move on because we've got plenty to play. So I was going to start the show by saying we're going to Handel to hip hop and Suleiman to Snoop or Springfield. Because I've been checking out the story of my birthday weekend. It was actually a long weekend over about 12 days, but there was Booty London on the Friday, And I met this really good person called Erson, who is a dyke from San Francisco, and she took me to the candy bar. So we did all the things on, did my Saturday stuff on the Saturday, well, the birthday meal and drinks on the Saturday, which you can see pictures up online on my Flickr, Finger Trouble, if you want to have a look, or my live journal. And then, so did all that, and hello Steve, if you're listening, Steve Foley, 13 Nation came to the drinks, and the night before we were at Booty London, so I went to that and got far too drunk, and then on the Sunday, was out drinking till about midnight with Urson at the candy bar. First time I'd ever been to the candy bar. I've always wanted to go. It's one of these places where I can't really go in usually because I've got to have a chaperone, because there's a rule about no men unless accompanied, which is quite fair enough. I mean, it's a lesbian space. It's the only totally lesbian space, I think, in it's only 7 days a week. And it was really lovely. They put up with me. There was a couple of us and a couple of blokes in there, and it was wonderful to be invisible. I love that. I'd like to go to dyke bars more often, because you go into a straight bar and men are eyeing you up aggressively, or they're eyeing, or you go to a gay bar, people are eyeing you up sexually, or going at you. It's just so much aggro, and I can understand why fag hags go to gay bars, because it's like, not the ones I want to get off with the gay men, they're strange, but yeah, it's great. You're invisible. I love it. You can just relax and not have aggro. Obviously, if too many men do that, then they get annoyed. And I was very, very, very kind of like, you know, kind of meek, kind of like, you know, don't mind me, I'm just crashing your party. But it was great. And Urson's going to come back, I think, in June, so I might go to Ducky together, because I'd recommended her to go to Ducky. And the long story, they were playing Snoop Dogg, this song, on the video screen, and it's Wet by Snoop Dogg, and it basically is trap. If you listen to it, it's trap music from a couple of years ago. Listen to it.
Big Snoop Dogg. Can you be my doctor? Can you fix me up? Can you wipe me down? So I can lick you up, make you give it up, till you say my name like a jersey, jersey, shutting down the game. Be my head coach, so you can put me in, and never take me out, till you can taste the wind. Do it again and again, till you say my name. And by the way, I'm so glad that you came. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I wanna get you wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I just wanna get you wet. Wet, wet. Drip, 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 drip. For me, mommy, can you drip, drip, drip?
Pussy, pussy, leak then.
Drip, 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 drip. For me, mommy, can you drip, drip, drip?
Pussy, pussy, leak then.
It's the cataract.
She's hot on a rainy day. Don't drown. Call me up, I can save you now. Lick your feet and kiss your mouth. Swish your sweet, I got you out. There's only one way we can stop the drought. You come with me, you take a trip down south. I can tell she's thirsty. I'm in a hole like a birdie. What you wanna do tonight? It's still early. Wanna get spooled tonight? She's all sturdy. I'm in between your lips like a cigarette. She wanna quit, but she wanna make it, make it, make it wet. I wanna get you wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I just wanna get you wet. Wet, wet. Drip, 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 drip. Mommy, mommy, can you drip, drip, drip?
Pussy, pussy, leak then.
Drip, 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 drip. Mommy, mommy, can you drip, drip, drip?
Pussy, pussy, leak then.
It's the cataract.
Can you get me up like I'm late from my first class, so I can give it to you off like a first draft? Hold you like a paper plane, you know I got paper, babe. But fuck them dollar bills, girl, make it rain. Holiday Inn, come and meet me on my eighth floor. Damn, it feels good, but I feel bad for the main stone. But when I slip, flip inside, I turn girls into slip and slides. It's a flood in your heart, love. Girl, let me pop up in your hot tub. Ay, ay, ay. Every night
chicks, different days. I do it different ways. Where you going? What you say? I'm with her river flowing to another lake. By the ocean, on the beach, I'm about to take a swim. Let me dip my feet and get wet. I wanna get you wet. Tell me, baby, are you wet? I just wanna get you wet. Wet, wet. Drip, 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 drip. For me, mommy, can you drip, drip, drip?
Ooshie, ooshie, leaking.
Drip, 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 drip. For me, mommy, can you drip, drip, drip?
Ooshie, ooshie, leaking.
Check it out. if people live in the streets, you got to be careful of everyone you meet. There's looting and shooting, people stabbing and grabbing, the innocent bystander, the police are grabbing. Ain't it a pity, 'cause you hate the city, but the way you feel ain't no big deal. You got to survive, and that's the real nitty gritty. You go uptown, downtown, you got to turn your life around. From the street, from captivity. Break out, break it. It doesn't matter where you've been. Snake pit, lions, then you need someone to be your friend. Come to
Electric Kingdom.
Come to
Electric Kingdom.
Come to
Electric Kingdom.
Come to
Electric Kingdom.
Thank you.
That was, well, I first have to say, before everything cuts out, time has got us again. And so if you're listening on the feed, I'm going to continue until I have to cut you off. Those on the podcast will get to hear the rest of the show. Rather than cutting it short, I was going to ditch the knife. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. That was The Knife with Stay Out of Here. That's with Shannon Funches. And that goes out to Mauro, otherwise known as Notch, who was at my birthday drinks with his friend Eric. I have to say, Kirk was saying how much he liked talking to Mauro and Eric, actually. It went really well. Everyone seemed to get on with each other. It was good. Because I know I introduced him to Light Asylum and Shannon. No wonder that is Shannon Funches. And I didn't know she did a song with The Knife. And it's on the sort of special double CD, because I had to get that version, of course. It's an interesting album. It's not exactly catchy. It's got any of those catchy numbers that you you know, those sort of catchy radio numbers. But it's pretty good. Then before that, we had Electric Kingdom by Twilight 22. I didn't know that song. That's from Electro Breakdance 2. Thanks, Kirk, for that. It actually says Electro Barack Dance. No, it's not Obama Dance, no. Dear, pre-DB and their terrible tagging. And then before that was Bears Like Me by Tony Banks from his Biscuits and Beef Gravy. If you go to readyclash.com, you can download that for free, because, or go to find him on SoundCloud, because he is actually a bear producing sort of Peaches-style songs. I like the style. Very, very sort of Peaches, very dirty, very not safe for work. And it's very good. And then the start was, of course, Wet with Snoop Dogg. Yes, it was. I have to say goodbye to those on the feed. Bye. But of course, if you're on the podcast, it's all the party never stops around here. We're gonna play some. Seafood. Seafood were a band, an indie band, never really got that famous. Kind of sad really. I've linked their cover of Willow's Song on the blog, which brilliant version of Willow's Song, you know, from The Wicker Man. And so I checked out some of their stuff. I really don't like, it's a really strange thing about Seafood. I really don't like the guy's own songs. But when he produced stuff for the drummer of the band to sing, and I say they were a Britpop. Were they Britpop? Yes, a Britpop band. I don't really like it at all. But when he does stuff in sort of shoegaze style, for his drummer to sing, it's wonderful. So this is "I Dreamt We Rule the Sun" by Seafood, and it starts very quietly, of course.
To do. If you empty spaces. What are we living for? Abandoned places. I guess we know the score. On and on. Does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless cry behind the curtain.
Watch out now, take care, beware the thoughts that linger. Winding up inside your head, the hopelessness around you in the dead of night. Beware of sadness, it can hit you, it can hurt you, make you sore, and what is more, that is not what you are here for. Watch out now, take care, beware of soft shoe shufflers dancing down the sidewalk. As each unconscious sufferer wanders aimlessly, beware of liars. Watch out now, take care, beware of greedy leaders. They'll take you where you should not go, while weeping at last cedars. They just want to grow, grow and grow. Beware of darkness.
really an appropriate track to mix into. That was Low with On Our Knees, which ends the Invisible Way album. And as I said, briefly mentioned, I saw them at the Barbican last night. And they were amazing. And all you'd expect, there was lots of very serious tweed suit wearing beardy Peel types, which is kind of what I am. It was a bit kind of weird. I expect all the people in the audience, unless it's kind of like a reform like OMD, I always expect them to be younger than me when they're actually older, my age, and I'm feeling that I've got to act a little bit more youthful because they are just sort of creeping me out. But no, it was beautiful. They encored with On Metal and When I Go Deaf. In Metal from Things Are Lost in the Fire, When I Go Deaf from Come On, I think. That might be from Monkey. The Great Depression, or what it's called. But yeah, brilliant. And it was great to hear On My Own. It was great to hear Clarence White. It was great to hear Holy Ghost and On My Own. And that song as well, On Our Knees. I don't think they did on Our Knees, actually. Or To Our Knees, should be called. I'll get it right. And then before that was Marian Faithful with Boy of Darkness, recorded on Rich Kid Blues. She recorded that in 1971, wasn't released till 1985, so it wasn't the first one to be released. It was a George Harrison track. I didn't realise George Harrison track, and that was one of the tracks that was actually supposed to be on, strangely supposed to be on the Egyptian show. I mean, it was one of these things where I found some tracks in there that were obviously from that time, which I never played. So it was one of these things where I was like, oh, okay, that's a beautiful track, we will play it. And then before that, from his new Barracuda mashup album, that's Flying White Dots with The California Show. That's Freddie Mercury, well, Queen, versus the Eagles. Lots of AOR stuff on there. There is one which is New Order versus Fleetwood Mac, which you think would, oh, that'd be an ideal thing for Tim. No, it doesn't totally work for me. It's not wrong. If Brian's listening, it's not wrong. It's just that unfortunately, the a cappella for Blue Monday is terrible. It just technically is, it's got weird vocoding on it. It doesn't really work as a, it's very rarely a, lots of people have tried and lots of people have failed to do something with Blue Monday a cappella. Just like the track itself, actually. Then before that was Seafood with I Dreamt We Ruled the Sun. So we had a bit of a kind of a ambient section. It's going to get even more ambient in a bit, actually. And in the background, we've got Wish and Fonda Ray with Touch Me All Night Long, which this must be the original, because I don't know this version. I think the version I know, which is faster and different production, must be either a remix or I think it's actually a different Touch Me, isn't it, Debbie Gibson or something like that? I wonder if it's the original. So we reached the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed that. Did I discuss all the stuff? Oh, I went to see, oh yes, I the second birthday weekend. So we had the first birthday weekend, which was Booty London, dinner at Bodine's, then a sort of a birthday drinks in the Salisbury, and then Candy Bar. Then we did something on, well, I was around John's on Tuesday. Then on Friday, I was seeing John. And then on a Friday, we went to see Book of Mormon, which was very good. I do recommend Book of Mormon. Very, very, very good. That my dad and Christine took me to see that, and it was a birthday present. It was brilliant. Then on the Saturday, we went to see Giulio Cesare, which by Handel. We saw the Metropolitan New York does live HD transmissions around the world. Apparently, about 3 million people watching, or several million people watching. It's quite a popular thing, and it was quite booked up. And so we went to the Barbican again. I seem to have spent a lot of time the last couple of weeks at the Barbican, or with Byron's. We went there again, so and saw a beautiful opera. So I'm going to play you some Handel which is very unusual for the show to actually play out on opera. Play opera. I don't play enough classical. I don't play enough classical or early classical or any sort of music. And yeah, so that was really, really good. So I've been kind of on Tuesday, just gone, I then was watching Low. So it's been, I say, 12 days of special things. And it's all finished now. Boo-hoo. So I hope you're well. You can find out more by going to Radio Clash at... no, not Radio Clash, I mean pod.net. That's the old... Oh, it still work. You can go to RadioClash.com, to the blog. You can hear the live Radio Clash live at listen.radioclash.com. I keep forgetting to trail that. So if you want to hear me live, as I am not now at the moment because the live feed disappeared 25 minutes ago. Is 25? Yes. Yes, or you are hearing me on Radio Clash live because I'm probably restreaming this on Saturday at 4 a.m. for people the other side of the world. So, and you can email me at tim@radioclash.com or send me demos at demos@radioclash.com. So I'm going to play out with a beautiful aria. You probably don't know about. I mean, Julius's aria is obviously Julius Caesar. It's about Julius Caesar in Egypt with Cleopatra, and this is an aria sung by Cleopatra as a wonderful singer who was actually. This is from a different production, but it's from. But she was the singer at the Met production, Nathalie Dessay, a French singer, and she was just amazing, amazing singer. She did the Paris version, and I think she also stepped in on this Met production. And so this is. Si Pietro, let me get it right. You see, it's just like the Pat last show, isn't it? This is we can do it fully. Julius Caesar in Egito, so Julius Caesar in Egypt. HWV 17 atto secondo, C8, Si Pietro, dimmi non senti. And it's basically the point of the opera where Cleopatra has just sort of has managed to woo Julius Caesar, and he's come to her bedroom, and then they've been attacked by a coup from her Ptolemy or Ptolemyo, her brother who's the king, and he's then rushed off to try and kill. To stop this attack on him, and so she's despairing about that she won't see him again. So anyway, I'll speak to you soon.